The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. If you've seen a student athlete, spoken to one, or maybe you're friends with one, how many times have you heard them say, "Sorry, I have practice," or "Wish I could, but I have a game"? On this podcast, I, your DJ Sticks, will dive into the world of a student athlete's life through personal experience, shared stories, and a brand new perspective. Hello, and welcome to The Sprained Ankle. I'm your DJ Sticks, and on today's episode, I will be explaining what it is to truly be a student athlete. To kick this episode off, I kind of wanted to dive into the definition of what a student athlete is, in my own words, of course. And what I think a student athlete is, well, obviously, as a student, you are going to school and you are doing your schoolwork and assignments and getting an education and all of that. And as an athlete, whatever sport you're in, you are competing, you are performing, you are doing all of those things as an athlete. But then when you combine those things, they kind of weld together, they mesh together, I guess. Because you're doing both at once. But honestly, there are benefits and there are some downfalls to being a student athlete. But to talk about some benefits of being a student athlete, I believe, from my own perspective, I believe some benefits of being a student athlete are your social life. You make a lot of friends. Whether that be your actual teammates or opponents you play against, maybe you are in a club sport and you create these friendships with these people. Like I said, your social life is, because you are a student athlete, you have friends who are non-athletic, who don't play a sport and who are just purely going to school for education. And then you have your athletic friends from other sports teams in the school, and you create those over time by going to their games or supporting them at their performances. You create these friendships with other athletes from your school, and even ones from other schools that you might compete with or meet at other sports functions. The community around being a student athlete and the friendships you build around that is something really special, because these friendships you make, whether they are your teammate or opponent or maybe a rival of some kind, but you push through that, and it is really cool, I think. I believe another benefit of being a student athlete is what comes after high school. And by high school, I mean college or universities. I believe your options after high school are endless if you are pursuing that area, if you want to continue playing your sport while getting an education to continue somewhere. But what's awesome about that is you are not only going for your education, but you also get to continue the experience you've been having your almost entire life, whether you started in elementary school or middle school or high school. You get to continue that in a completely different way, because now you are navigating it by yourself. But what's cool about going and furthering your education and possibly furthering your athletic experience and your athletic career are the opportunities that are given to you. You can go on scholarships. You could be given money to pay for your entire tuition, and you could go free, which is super cool for maybe some people who don't have help, that support behind them, and instead they have this other support and backing behind them, that as a student athlete, you are valuable in some way, shape, or form. I believe that playing a sport is beneficial for you in many different ways, but it can also teach you life lessons in a different perspective, I believe, like leadership. On team sports, like obviously popular ones are football, basketball. I play lacrosse here at Dominican. But then you have your solo sports like dancing, you perform, or ice skating, or golf, or tennis. There's all those singular sports that also, I believe, teach you other things like independence and advocacy, self-advocacy, I believe. But it's really cool to see the different things you can learn from each group of sports, would be the right word to put it. Leadership on a team and helping others, and you learn sportsmanship and learn how to be humble and grateful for what you're given. It teaches you to work well with others. But then again, if you are a solo athlete, it teaches you independence and self-advocacy and compassion and grit, because you are, I don't know how to say this without making single sport athletes sound like loners, but you are alone. You are, now obviously you have help, but you are your biggest critic and you are your biggest hype man or supporter through the thick and thin. You have to learn how to, basically everything you do as a solo athlete is double challenging because you're by yourself. Obviously you have the support and resources through parents and your coaches, but it's a different kind of challenge, I believe. But both, I would say, group, like team sports and such, like they are both equally challenging. I would say other things like responsibilities of being a student athlete, like your homework load on top of practices. Obviously, that's different when, that was different when you were younger, because elementary school, there's a much lighter load and it was more of the sport than it was the actual student and working and putting in work for your education. And same thing with middle school, it was kind of that transition into a larger workload. But it definitely, once we all reached high school, that workload became much, much larger, and we had to learn how to manage both our workload through classes and longer practices, whether that be the actual duration of practices or the fact that we had practices every day of the week, minus maybe one or two. It's also, you're putting in the work in the classrooms because you want to keep up your GPA, because there's always the possibility that you want to get recruited. You're putting in extra work in on the court or on the field or in the studio or in the pool, wherever you are, you're putting in that extra work so you can get noticed by college coaches when they come scout. And then when you do get into college, that workload becomes equally as challenging as the work you're putting in for your sport, because the competition is 10 times more challenging. You're getting an education to gain knowledge for your career path after college, whatever you may be doing. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that it's all very challenging, but it's also very fun, and the experiences you gain through it are unforgettable, I would say, in my case at least. But even though being a student athlete is challenging, there are also many pros of being one, I guess. Like friendships, the friendships you make within the sport, whether it's a teammate or an opponent, those friendships can last a lifetime. And as I said earlier, going to college for a sport, you could go on scholarship, which pays not only for the sport, but your education. And if you want to take it a step further, you could also go pro. But that's a whole other conversation. But the final thing I want to touch on is probably the one thing that you are constantly learning, and that is constantly changing. It's probably one of the hardest things to learn as a student athlete. Time management is a huge part of being a student athlete, because you're managing 3-4 things in your life. You're managing schoolwork and your sport, and I mean, most importantly, your sleep schedule, your battery charging. Because after a long day of school and practice and then homework, you also have to recharge your battery. You have to take into account that your body has a limit, is what I'm trying to say. But like a regular schedule for a student athlete is waking up for school. And I would say this is referring to high school, because not every student athlete goes to college after high school. And what I mean by that is they don't continue their sport. Some may still go to college, depending, but you get up for school, you go for 5.5-6 hours, and then you have practice or training either maybe right after school or later that night. So you might get to go home, grab a snack, do some homework. But in reality, you just sat in a classroom and drained your brain, essentially. Your brain is mush at that point. In my case, that was my case in high school. I would get home from a long day of school, and then I would be hungry, because the lunches are 30 minutes. That's not enough, but I would get home, I would have time to eat a snack, maybe do some homework, and then get ready, and then go to practice, and then come home late, and you're sweaty from your practice. You want to go shower, but then your parents made dinner for you, so you need to eat, because you just burned a lot of calories. But then you also have work assignments. You have homework. Maybe you have to study for an upcoming test or exam, prep for a presentation, and so on. But and then you wake up and do it all again tomorrow morning, the next morning. The essential takeaway I want people to get in their minds when they see a student athlete is they're on a constant, literal constant 24/7 grind, and it's not easy, but it's overall rewarding, and the experiences you gain from being a student athlete are unforgettable in every way. All of those experiences I gained since I was literally, before I even entered elementary school, will be unforgettable. I will never forget my first games. I mean, I was a multi-sport athlete when I was younger. Obviously now, being a single sport athlete, I will cherish those memories forever. And the experiences you gain from those are unforgettable. And the friendships you make, and just overall the memories. I say the biggest thing to take away are the memories. But yeah, I think that's a good place to end. A little happily ever after. Thank you for coming and listening to my podcast. I will catch you guys later on the next episode of The Sprained Ankle. And I'm your DJ, Styx. Thanks for listening.